This is the Sakar Merli of the 13th of December 2025. Essence, sweet children, this is your godly mission. You have to make everyone belong to God and enable them to receive their unlimited inheritance. Question: when will the mischief caused by your sense organs finish? Answer: the mischief of your sense organs will finish when you souls reach the stage of the Silver Age, that is, when you souls reach your Sato stage. It is now your return journey, and so you have to keep your sense organs under control. Don't secretly perform any act through which you souls would become impure. Continue to follow the precautions that the imperishable surgeon gives you. Song: look at your face in the mirror of your heart, O man. Om Shanti. The Spiritual Father explains to you spiritual children. He doesn't explain to only you children sitting here. All of you spiritual, mouth-born children of Prajapita Brahma, know that the Father explains to you Brahmins. Previously, you were Shudras, and you have now become Brahmins. The Father has explained to you the account of the different clans. The world does not understand about these clans. There is only praise of them. You are now part of the Brahmin clan, and you will then become part of the deity clan. Just think about whether these aspects are right. Judge for yourselves. Listen to me and then compare. Compare the scriptures, which you have been listening to for birth after birth, with what the Father, the ocean of knowledge, says. Judge what is right. You have completely forgotten the Brahmin religion and clan. The variety form image is created accurately. You can explain using that image. However, all the pictures with so many arms that have been created, and the images of the goddesses holding weapons, etc., are wrong. Those pictures belong to the path of devotion. They see everything with their eyes, and yet they do not understand. They do not know about anyone's occupation. You children have now come to know about souls, and you also know about your 84 births. Just as the Father is explaining to you, so you then have to explain to others. Shiv Baba will not go to everyone. The Father definitely needs helpers. Therefore, this is your godly mission. You make everyone belong to God. You explain that He is the unlimited Father of all of us souls. We receive the unlimited inheritance from Him. Just as you remember your worldly fathers, in the same way, you have to remember the Father from beyond this world even more. Physical fathers give temporary happiness, whereas the unlimited Father gives unlimited happiness. All souls now receive this knowledge. You now know that there are three fathers, the Lokic Father, the Alokic Father, and the Parlokic. The unlimited Father is explaining to you through the Alokic Father. No one knows this Father. No one knows the biography of Brahma. His occupation too has to be known. They sing the praise of Shiva and Sri Krishna. But what about the praise of Brahma? The incorporeal father definitely needs a mouth through which nectar can be given. They cannot remember the father accurately on the path of devotion. Now you know and understand that this is Shiv Baba's chariot. Chariots are decorated. The horse of Hussein is also decorated. You children explain to human beings so well. You praise everyone. You tell them that we were those deities, and that after taking 84 births, we have become Tamopritam. If you want to become Satopritam now, then you need to have yoga. However, hardly anyone understands this. If they were to understand this, their mercury of happiness would rise. The mercury of happiness of the one who is explaining would rise even more. To give the introduction of the Unlimited Father is not a small matter. They don't understand. They ask, "How is this possible?" You relate the life story of the Unlimited Father. The Father says, "Children, now become pure. You used to call out, 'O purifier, come.'" The word man, man above is also mentioned in the Gita, but no one understands the meaning of it. The Father explains the knowledge of soul so clearly. None of these aspects are mentioned in any of the scriptures. Although it is said that a soul is a point, a star sparkling in the center of the forehead, this is not clear in anyone's intellect. This aspect too has to be known. In the Iron Age, everyone is unrighteous. In the Golden Age, everyone is righteous. People on the path of devotion believe that all of those are ways to meet God. That is why you make people fill in forms regarding their purpose in coming here. You have to give the introduction of the Unlimited Father in this way. You ask them, "Who is the Father of all souls?" If you say that he is omnipresent, it makes no sense. The most important thing is, who is the Father of all? You can also explain to all the members of your own households. It is necessary to have one or two important pictures, like the tree, the ladder, and the Trimurti. People of other religions can understand from the picture of the tree when their religions were established. On this basis, we can go to heaven. Those who come later on cannot go to heaven, but will go to the land of peace. A lot can be clarified with the picture of the tree. The souls of those religions that emerge later on will definitely go up above and remain there. The entire foundation is in your intellects. The Father says, "The sapling of the original eternal deity religion has been planted, but you also have to create the leaves. Without the leaves, there is no tree." That is why Baba inspires us to make effort to make others similar to ourselves. People of other religions do not have to create leaves. They come from up above and lay the foundation, and then the leaves, souls, continue to come from up above. You hold these exhibitions in order to make the tree grow. The leaves emerge in this way. Then, when a storm comes, they fall off and wither. The original, eternal deity religion is being established. There is no question of fighting in this. You just have to remember the Father and inspire others to remember him. You have to tell everyone to forget all of creation, because you cannot receive your inheritance from the creation. You have to remember the Father alone, who is the Creator, and no one else. If, after receiving this knowledge and belonging to the Father, you perform any impure act, a huge burden accumulates on your head. The Father has come to purify you. However, if you perform any such acts, you would then become even more impure. That is why Baba says, do not perform any act which would create a loss. The Father would then be dishonored. Don't perform any such actions that they would increase your account of sin. Precautions have to be taken. While taking medicine, you also have to take precautions. If your doctor says that you are not to eat anything sour, you have to listen to him. You have to keep your sense organs under your control. If you eat something secretly, that medicine would not have any effect. That is called temptation. The Father gives you teachings that you must not do this. He is the surgeon. They write to Baba saying, I have many thoughts. You have to be very cautious. Many dirty thoughts will enter your minds and your dreams, but do not be afraid of them. These aspects do not exist in the golden and silver ages. When you come nearer to the silver age, your sense organs will stop their mischief. Your sense organs will come under your control. In the golden and silver ages, they were under your control. When you reach the silver age stage, your sense organs will come under your control. Then, when you attain the golden age stage, you will become Satipatthana, and your sense organs will be totally controlled. Your sense organs were under control. This is not a new thing. Today we are under the influence of the sense organs. Tomorrow, after we have made effort, they will be under our influence. You have been descending for 84 births. It is now the return journey. You all have to reach your Satipatthana stage. Check your chart to see how much charity and how much sin you have accumulated. By having remembrance of the Father, you will become silver-aged from iron-aged, and your sense organs will be under control. You will then feel that there are no longer any storms. That stage will also come. You will then go to the golden age. While making effort to become pure, your mercury of happiness will rise. Explain to those who come how they have taken 84 births. However, only those who have taken 84 births will understand. Tell them, by remembering the Father, you will become the masters. If they don't understand about 84 births, they probably didn't become the masters of the kingdom. We give courage and explain good things. You have fallen down. Those who have taken 84 births will instantly have this awareness. The Father says, when you were in the land of peace, you were pure. I am now showing you the path to the lands of peace and happiness. No one else can show you the path. Only pure souls can go to the land of peace. You will remove the rust and attain a high status according to the efforts you make. You can see each one's efforts, and Baba also gives a great deal of help. This one is an old child. You have to feel the pulse of everyone. Those who are sensible will immediately understand. This is the unlimited Father, and you will definitely receive the inheritance of heaven from him. We did receive it, but we no longer have it, and we are now receiving it once again. The aim and objective is in front of us. After the Father established heaven, we were the masters of heaven. Then, while taking 84 births, we continued to descend. This is now your final birth. History will definitely repeat itself. Explain the entire cycle of 84 births. The more the number of people who understand, the more the number of leaves that will be created. You also make many others equal to yourselves. You say, we have come to liberate the whole world from the chains of Maya. The Father says, I come to liberate everyone from Ravan. You children also understand that the Father is the ocean of knowledge. You receive this knowledge and become master oceans of knowledge. Knowledge is separate from devotion. You now know that only the Father teaches you the ancient Raja Yoga of Bharat. No human being can teach it. But how can we explain this to everyone? Here, many obstacles are created by devils. Previously, we used to believe that they were perhaps throwing rubbish. But now we understand how they create obstacles. It is nothing new. This happened a cycle ago as well. The entire cycle turns around in your intellects. Baba is explaining to us the significance of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the world cycle. Baba also gives each of us the title of a lighthouse. In one eye, we have the land of liberation. And in the other eye, we have the land of liberation in life. You have to go to the land of peace and then to the land of happiness. This is a land of sorrow. Baba says, forget everything that you see with your physical eyes. Remember your land of peace. Souls have to remember their father. This is known as unadulterated yoga. Listen to this knowledge from only the one. This is known as unadulterated knowledge. You only have to remember the one. Mine is one and none other. Unless you have the faith that you are a soul, you are unable to remember the one. The soul says, I will only belong to one Baba. I, the soul, want to go to Baba. This body is old and decayed. Let there be no attachment to it. This is an aspect of knowledge. It is not that you do not have to take care of your body. Internally, you have to understand that this is an old skin which you now have to shed. Yours is unlimited renunciation. They, the sannyasis, go away into the jungle, whereas you have to live at home and stay in remembrance. While staying in remembrance, you can leave your body. Wherever you may be, remember the Father. If you stay in remembrance and spin the cycle of self-realization, you can then claim a high status wherever you may be living. The more effort you make individually, the higher the status you claim. While staying at home, stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. There is very little time left before the final result. The new world also has to be made ready. If you were to attain the Karmateet stage now, you would have to stay in the subtle region. After staying in the subtle region, you still have to take birth. As you make progress, you will have visions of all of this. Acha. To the sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Babdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Only listen to the one father. Stay in unadulterated remembrance of the One. Take care of your body, but do not have any attachment to it. 2. Follow fully all the precautions given by the Father. Do not perform any such actions that would defame the Father and create an account of sin. Do not cause a loss for yourself. 3. Blessing. May you become an embodiment of virtues and experience all virtues by keeping a balance of the 3 types of service. The children who remain constantly busy doing service with their every thought, word and act become embodiments of success. When they have equal marks in all 3 and they keep a balance of all 3 throughout the day, they will then pass with honours and become embodiments of virtues. The beautiful decoration of all the divine virtues will be clearly visible in them. To give one another cooperation with the Father's virtues and the virtues that you have imbibed is to become an embodiment of virtues, because the donation of virtue is the greatest donation. Slogan: when your foundation of faith is strong, you automatically experience an elevated life. Aviat signal. Now have the deep concern to become complete and Karmateet. As a result of the karmic account of your past actions, you could have an illness of the body, or some conflict of sanskars with the sanskars of others. To become Karmateet, do not be influenced by the suffering of karma, but settle your accounts as a master. To settle the suffering of karma by being a karma yogi is a sign of becoming Karmateet. practice being a karma yogi one moment and having the karma teet stage the next. Om Shanti.